This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we are live with John W. Spring. We're on Vetted Radio a few minutes ago. Sometimes when I come back early, if I come back early and my guest is ready, we'll start talking. By the way, if you're on Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, or YouTube, you can watch it on the screen. We have actually an article you was sent to you by a friend of yours from True Pundit, and it's cover up. Fauci approved chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine 15 years ago to cure coronaviruses. I'd like to expand on this because it's pretty disgusting when somebody knows this 15 years. He comes against us because he's on the board of Gilead Sciences with fakey Bill Gates, who, by the way, the guy that owns the patent is actually a member of the Communist Chinese Party, and it's just an analog of adenosine. And if you can't take it too long because you'll interfere with your normal RNA and DNA reproduction in your cells, and it's not very good. I mean, it has a minimal effect. And they're now talking about a cocktail. You know, this is the stupid comments I hear out of Fauci because they want to make money on this. They want to actually not only kill people, but the virus is originally designed to not only sterilize the population, but cause enough panic, they could shut everything down so they could crash and chip all of us. And what I call, they wanted to Trumanize us. You know, like the movie Truman we watched the other night here at home. And they want to chip us. And people say, why do they want you 6 feet apart? That's so the 5G network can separate your body from their somebody else's carcass by putting you 2 meters apart. No, Dr. Deagle, you're kidding. I said, no, I'm not. You're entering the Matrix. You've been Jumanji-ized. Do you like that? To be Jumanji-ized?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well, this article was brought to my attention. I think in the past you've expressed some reservations about the hydroxychloroquine.
No. Well, the thing is, I have things that are better than it.
Well,
my nutraceuticals are very superior. It'll kill the virus from the Neutrodynalisimab, NutraSilver. It strips off the capsule with just my NutraDefense, which is even better than chloroquine. And it's not toxic. The thing is, if you're going to take chloroquine, you must take vitamin K2. And you have to see your doctor to make sure you don't get a cardiac conduction problem, because it can cause that. And some people already have problems because they get calcification of their conduction pathways. Other than that, vitamin K2, and should take it along with something like zinc, because all that the chloroquine does is act as an ionophore. It brings zinc in to inhibit what's called the RNA polymerase. That's all it does.
Yep.
It inhibits the viral replication by helping to get zinc across your cell into your cell. That's why when you take my zinc, like Minerals Plus or Monatomic Zinc, or take Gastrohil, which is zinc carnosine, it's better and easier and simpler than taking chloroquine. You don't have to worry about whether you take vitamin K2 or not, because if you're an older person with a cardiac conduction problem, atrial fibrillation, or partial heart block, you don't want to be taking chloroquine. Because you can get a total heart block, or you can get an arrhythmia. So that's the only area of concern I have. And so easy to fix it, just take vitamin K2. I mean, duh. But do you think the average doctor knows what I know? Of course not. They're dummies.
Yeah.
They're dangerous dummies, too.
Yeah. But some of the physicians have encouraged their patients to also take the zinc and a few...
Yeah, I know. Those are basic stuff, you know.
Yeah.
The problem is they took my basic NutriMeds and the additional ones I've talked about. No one needs a mask or a visor or anything. In fact, the only way to build herd immunity is to take the right nutraceuticals and healthy food and build up herd immunity.
Yes.
This idea of wearing a mask is insanity, only to protect those who are so weak and sick you don't cough on them and make them sick from your aerosols and your nanoparticles that come out of your airway. Period.
Yes.
But everybody needs to be on my NutriMeds. Everybody.
Yes, now we need to get more information out about that. And
let me go over them briefly. We have Neutrodyne, processed 100 years ago, kills all five pathogens. We have my NutriSilver, which is not a colloidal silver, it's monatomic silver and a germ-depleted solvent. We have Alisomed from German source, 200 milligrams more than Alamed, then half the price of Peter Jostling's Alamed. We have NutriDefense, which I increased the strength a year ago 400% to strip off the capsule of all RNA and DNA viruses. Then we have things to rescue your mitochondria. We've got Cell Defense, Kirkland Gold, and Cell Defense capsules, which we have as part of our additional kit. and part of the kit, Power C Plus capsules or crystals. We have things like cell detox glutathione, because the ultimate free radical that's going to fry up your mitochondria is hydroproxy. If you take NAC, or if even better still, cell detox, glutathione, and selenium cruciferate, guess what? Your body cannot have a hydroproxy radical surge that destroys your mitochondria. You can take NADH tablets to maintain the electron transport chain so your cells maintain the electron transport chain to make ATP. These are simple nutraceuticals. If you take a little bit every day, you are bulletproof and you do not need a mask or a visor, but most people need them because they have a crappy diet, mineral depleted, they're taking lots of drugs and doctors that block their metabolic pathways and nutrition, they're eating genetically modified food, they've had previous vaccines, and their health otherwise is very marginal. And even if you think you have a tan, you may not have vitamin D in your body. You think, well, I have a tan, I should have vitamin D. No, not necessarily. That's why you need vitamin D and zinc and these other things. And if we just simply did that even with our seniors, none of these seniors would be dying. The whole thing we have is we don't look at the ecology of what is health. We don't look at the ecology of the fact is wearing a mask, that's why the people in Sweden don't wear masks. They're building up herd immunity. Now, they aren't following all my recommendations, and, you know, but they do eat some things like salmon and other fish that have high amounts of zinc in it. They're taking a lot of more greens and other things in their diet. If you look at the diet of Norwegians and Swedes, of course they're going to build up natural herd immunity. That's why most of the population don't even get a temperature, let alone get sick. I mean, this is kind of an obscene thing that to tell people your doctors and your medical and your polypharmacy system is killing you. Your food's demineralized, toxically sprayed with pesticides. Your additional things like 5G and other toxic electricity are co-toxins on top of it. But the primary thing is spraying food with glyphosates, demineralizing it, and polypharmacy from dumb doctors that try to medicate every symptom away rather than treating the underlying cause, which is basically nutrition, right?
Yes. Now, there's another thing I wanted to call to your attention. I don't know if you've received information or not about this, but apparently Italian pathologists have done numerous autopsies, and basically they prove that COVID-19 is a disseminated intravascular coagulation, pulmonary.
Yeah, I've gone over that in detail with some charts from MedCram. It's basically when it cross-links through the hydroxyperoxy radical von Willebrand's factor and your platelets clump together. It's really simple. It can cause vasculitis. One-third of people that arrived in hospital didn't even have temperature, but they were even in their 30s. They can with a hypervascular disorder that looks like the one that they really don't know the cause. I know the cause because I've been at this business 50 years. I went into medicine with a PhD, and I understand when I asked 98% of the questions in my class, the professors begged me not to make them feel stupid. The problem is I like to feel stupid first because you can become wise once you empty your body of a priori assumptions. That's why I love my radio show, and I have very few people have the... By the way, do you know that women have better intellectual cojones than men? They've got bigger intellectual balls than men on average. The average woman, if you could actually weigh it in terms of its grams, the average female has intellectual cojones that are more than double the size of male cojones intellectually. Because most women are wimpies. They want to be big and strong and show off their ego. But women are actually much more, you know, what we call communicative. If you're lying to them, they're going to catch you. That's one of the reasons why women are socially superior. You can't lie to a woman very quickly because women are going to catch a guy. So you got to be straight up with them. And if you try to lie, it's going to actually, they're going to see it in your face.
Yeah.
That's why they're great middle managers. Now, they're not necessarily the leader because they often let their emotions exceed their intellect, even if they're smarter than the average man. The advantage a man has is usually the, you know, if they're not smart, they don't exceed their emotions don't exceed their intellect.
Yes.
But women can perceive if you're lying to them really quickly. You cannot lie to a really smart lady, can you?
Right. Well, I happen to have a mother who was really a genius as a mathematician, and a maternal aunt who was a linguist.
Right.
As intelligent as my mother, but in other areas, and they were amazing women, and they could outthink most men.
Well, I'm kind of a chimera. I don't fit in any box. And the thing is that the way I approach it, I think I don't feel different. I just feel like I'm unique. I believe that I pursue truth more importantly than I pursue my next pulse.
Yeah.
And the problem that frightens people because I'm not afraid. In fact, people say, don't worry, you should be worried that you're going to get in trouble. I said, I like to stay in trouble. They don't need to worry where I'm going.
Yes.
I said, it's better to be out in the open when you want to defend yourself from the enemy.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, I recall more than a month ago on one of the programs that we were doing together that expressed great concern about respirators. And
The reason is respirators are the wrong thing to do. If you've got somebody that's dying of mitochondrial anoxia, altitude sickness, you don't want to get them positive into expiratory pressure with a ventilator. It actually kills them.
Yes.
And they're actually, what they're doing in New York, they actually were giving extra double the money or triple the money. If they could say somebody's got dying of COVID-19, and then toward the end of their life, they would jam the respirator down their throat and put them on drugs to paralyze them. And, of course, it would cause increased leakiness of their now diffusing problems and ventilation problems and perfusion problems and their vasculitis, so it would precipitate their rapid demise.
Yep.
Caused by ventilatoricide. How's that? Ventilatoricide. Yep. The ventilator was the ultimate cause of their death.
Powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention all shoppers,
back with John W. Spring. John, you have another document you wanted to send me here. I think you sent it over by email. Hopefully it was fairly recent here. It was a matter of minutes, was it?
Yes.
Didn't show up. Try to get them over to me a little earlier, but then I'm going to open them up and say, no. Oh, here it is. Discovery autopsy. Proven COVID-19 is a disease. Disseminating intravascular quick collapse. You've already done that, actually, with my videos. And so I went up, pulled up some charts. But I'm getting, actually, a kind of fluorescent video screen, which I'll do similar to the guy in MedCram. He's a brilliant guy, a doctor. But I took his charts because I know my biochemistry knowledge even exceeds beyond his. And I took his charts and explained exactly, did a video about a week and a half ago, every single step of the way how to stop the various pathways that cause the death or destruction of cells. And while some people get barely sick at all, and other people die from this virus, basically it's a bad subroutine that enters your DNA and shuts down your mitochondria. The F1 protein disturbs the electron transport chain, stops ATP, and your cells go into altitude sickness. So it also cross-links the causes increase in cytokine levels and cross-links the von Willebrand's factors, makes your cells clump together, and you get an inflammatory vasculitis with a massive cytokine storm. So you're absolutely correct. I mean, this is not open to opinion. People say, it's your opinion. They go, no, it's not. That's like if you take a photo of somebody shooting somebody in the head in a department store, and you got a picture of the criminal and the person who was just shot in the head, it's not open to opinion. It's just the way it is.
That's right.
All right? Now, I have very few people who are willing to argue with me. The last time I had somebody willing to argue with me on air was 9.5 years ago when a gentleman called in, a doctor, disagreed with me about vaccines. And I'm sure when he started, I'm just visualizing to be sarcastic, he was probably over 6 foot tall. And by the time I finished, he was shorter than the dwarf on Game of Thrones. I have dwarfized his intellect. I had done an intellectual vivisection with my electronic, we call it intellectual bone saws, bone separators, scalpels, and lasers, and I chopped and diced up his very intellectually feeble mind, who wanted to present garbage and try to be aggressive with Dr. Deagle, which is not a really smart thing to do, because I like to play intellectual mental martial arts, and I will make you tap out in seconds, not minutes, if you think you're smarter than Dane Deagle. And there's not a nice bone in my body or molecule. I will defend the truth even if it kills me. And I do this because I realize if we don't speak the truth, God will not, you know, bless us, number one, with solutions to this or any other problem. But he also won't bless our civilization. We are dying from lack of wisdom, aren't we? Lack of wisdom is killing our civilization. Lack of wisdom on what money is. Lack of wisdom on how we're destroying the environment. Lack of wisdom of putting 5G in the atmosphere. Lack of wisdom about spraying glyphosate and other toxins on our food. Lack of wisdom of remineralizing your soil or monocultured genetically modified food. Lack of wisdom in a healthcare system, a polypharmacy, and a person, say, 70 should be on 12 drugs is insane. I call it pre-embalming, which is why I renamed Obamacare's plan Embalmacare. Do you like that? Embalmacare.
Yes, that's very appropriate.
Yeah. In other words, you get maybe this will give you a little, you know, give you 50% off your funeral casket if you just start taking Embalmacare's thing and even go to a death panel, you know? Hey, Grandma can't find her slippers. Let's make sure we just give her some stuff that tomorrow morning she won't wake up after she has her tea. You know, people think, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're making up. Look, I worked in Canadian government plans. I worked in American and multiple states. Every country in the world has some form of eugenicide, but it was not so bad here in America, but it's getting worse with the insurance carriers. And if the demon rats get in, believe me, now they want to do abortion. They will abort children up to 3 years of age if they just don't like their look, if they've got spina bifida or Down syndrome, or mental retardation of anything like Fragile X syndrome, or granny, just because she has temporary spells of myovascular or neurotransmitter dementia or depressed because her husband died. They'll say, it's time to kill grandma because she's depressed. I'm thinking, no, grandma can live for a decade or two. And the thing is, if you follow my protocols, you can regenerate your bone, your brain, your neurotransmitters, your myelin sheaths, your digestive enzymes, your bone marrow, and your stem cells. This is all a pile of crap. But they don't want wise old people around. They don't want wise people at 100 that actually have their freaking clues together, do they?
No, they certainly don't. And doctors are a little surprised because I don't take any pharmaceuticals, any medications.
Well, you know the Revelation 9 proclaimant that says, and they would not repent of their pharmakia. It's actually Greek for that particular line in the Bible. Pharmakia is pharmacy. So in other words, they wouldn't repent of taking the dang drugs.
Yeah. But, and as you pointed out, it's pre-embalming as well. But the second article that I gave you, it seems like their main point was that it has not been necessary to put all these people in ICU intensive care units or on.
Okay, if I was there and we're starting at the tail end of it, the first thing I do is I give them an IV of glutathione and crystalline vitamin C. We also have an IV form of curcumin now. I stop their mitochondrial deaths. I would give them hyperbaric oxygen therapy for maybe an hour every couple hours. Put them in a chamber, even in just 1.3 atmosphere. You don't need to go to 3 atmospheres. They can be in one where they sit up in the chair and read a magazine or watch TV. And guess what? You'll pink them right up, give a little ozone when that air is going into the compressor at 1.3 atmospheres. You do not need to be on anything. If they need to be on anything, give them high-flow oxygen or a little bit of BiPAP so they get a little bit of pressure. But you don't need to be on positive and expiratory pressure in a ventilator. That's nuts. And they're taking away their ability to control their breathing. And you need to stop with free radical damage. I mean, we can do it simply just giving people's IV vitamin C and curcumin and our antioxidants and stuff. But if they take my whole line, if they had every senior, every person in this country took my first line defense kit and the additional things I recommend, nobody would need masks. Nobody would spread the disease. The virus would find nobody to grow on or spread from or to. And guess what? Our economy wouldn't crash, and we wouldn't be killing seniors and lining up their coffins in the church because we can't get enough people to actually incinerate the bodies or bury them.
Yes.
And right now, luckily, they're so depressed because the numbers are not high. I mean, they want 2.2 million dead by now. Fakey from his Pirbright Institute in Oxford University in England. Oh, we were supposed to be 2.2 million dead Americans, so they convinced Trump to shut down the economy. Trump. You should have been listening 3 years ago when Dr. Bill Deagle, Mr. Leonardo da Vinci of medicine, Don W. Springer tried to warn you about the nukes in Nicaragua and La Chilean, and now you don't have missile defense, you don't have cybernetic protection of our airways and of our internet. And now you get virus-side by maniacs inside your government recommending government shutdown. They don't want to open the government back up. These crazy maniacs want to chip and turn everybody into Truman. No. They don't want to Jumanjiize the population of America and continue just giving food and food banks and keep them home watching Zoom TV and Netflix and getting no tan, no sunlight, not even breathing fresh air, even touching each other. Keep that social distance.
You know what you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is pledging support for U.S. farmers and ranchers during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
And through the Paycheck Protection Program, we have approved billions of dollars in relief to farmers as part of our unprecedented coronavirus relief efforts.
During a White House ceremony, the president calling farmers the backbone of our country. During a remote Senate hearing, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell claims the economic fallout from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak has caused pain that is hard to capture in words.
This is a worldwide public health crisis, and healthcare workers have been the first responders, showing courage and determination and earning our lasting gratitude.
Powell stressing that the Fed Reserve will continue to act aggressively to deal with the ongoing economic crisis. and you're listening to USA Radio News. NBA Hall of Famer Magic Johnson says his life insurance company will lend small businesses $100 million through a federal coronavirus relief program. Johnson telling ABC's Good Morning America his Equitrust Life Insurance Company will make loans through the SBA's Paycheck Protection Program.
My company, Equitrust, we put up $100 million for these fantastic companies that were not part of the loan system, the stimulus package that went out, and they couldn't get loans.
Tropical Storm Arthur is heading out to sea after a close call with the North Carolina coast. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Arthur is now moving away from the east coast of the United States with winds of about 60 miles an hour. Watches and warnings are no longer in effect after the first named storm of the year skirted the North Carolina coast with gusty winds and several inches of rain.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Radio News.
Attention homeowners that
need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
With John W. Spring, John.
Yep.
I want to put up some information. I think people don't understand how bad things are getting here. I have the news up, for example, a poll saying millions of Americans refuse the COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccines are all dangerous. They contain toxic adjuvants, mercury, aluminum, toxic chemicals, RNA. The Moderna one that even Trump's touting after 8 people tried it, showing some antibodies, doesn't mean anything. The blocking antibodies, the binding antibodies showing up under SARS-1 17 years ago, the animals and the people that took the vaccine got antibodies. When they exposed to the actual virus, they made them sick or die. So people realize that the only technology that I know will be safe is mine, which is the capsule gel, exosome memory molecules from dendritic cells like your mobile neurons of your immune system that transfer them to your T and B cells with no genetic change to the host, no antigenic challenge to cause autoimmunity, and no toxic adjuvants. And it works as a natural system of how the brain works and how the peripheral immune system works, which is in the mobile brain cells, if you want to call it, which are called dendritic cells of the immune system. So what we're having right now, if everybody in the country would take my nutriments. Nutriodine, Allicin-Med, Nutri-Silver, Nutri-Defense, things to protect your mitochondria, Power C Plus capsules or crystals, and the curcumin capsules or crystals. Do you take vitamin D, zinc, NADH, cell detox, glutathione, selenium, crystal? Nobody would die. Nobody would end up in ICU. Nobody would be on a ventilator, which is a lethal thing. You know, in the last bill that Nancy Pelosi put, they wanted to put it, they get an extra 20% if you can say that somebody died of COVID. So they're faking even the birth certificate, the death certificates of people. And then if they die in hospital, they're actually trying to claim that they died of COVID-19 so they get triple the money or double the money.
That's right.
I mean, come on, people. And when you see Nancy Pelosi, when this woman opens her mouth, you know, I'm a very sarcastic character, as everybody knows, which is why it's hard for people to say, I'm afraid to call in. Nico will bite me. Don't worry. I've had my radio distemper shot. Ha ha. Pretty funny, hey? But, you know, people don't realize that, you know, physically our Our physical anus that's below our sacrum bone allows us to eliminate physical waste. But do you know where your intellectual anus is?
No.
It's your mouth. It says it in the Bible. Your words either enlighten you or condemn you, right? Your intellectual and spiritual anus is your mouth. The words you say, the intentions of your heart, are the things that there's life and death in them.
Yeah.
Now, when you hear these maniacs saying things like, you know, this weekend, Bill Gates saying 700,000 people are dying, like, while he's squirming, while he's being interviewed, it's like, oh, man, the demon inside was squirming a bit, you know, trying to be interviewed, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm Bill Gates, and Melinda Gates, she's got an upside-down cross, which is an anti-cross, or antichrist, I'm thinking, and you're going to trust these people, they're not even MDs, have any kind of oversight of their billions of dollars they're paying for the World Horrors Organization, and the United, the un-nation to un you or kill your ass? And people say, Dr. Deagle, you're so obscene. The truth is obscene. I'm not. And you know what? I want people to be brave. And in fact, I think I'm going to be really sarcastic here. I'm going to just play it for a few seconds. Sarah Bareilles' song again. I'm going to play it for a couple seconds. I get a lot of people that tell me, Dr. Deagle, aren't you afraid of getting in trouble, them coming to your home and doing stuff to you? Or you sanctioning? I've been abused and used for decades. I'd rather stay open in the truth, and my God will save my sorry carcass. And if they kill me, he'll resurrect me if he needs me to talk more, which he's done multiple times. If you don't put God first and the truth first before even your physical body and your eternal soul, he can't use you. And people need to wise up. I want people to be brave, you know. I feel afraid to call into Dr. Deagle. Even have my wife tell me, some people are saying they're afraid. You're going to chew them up. There's no such thing as a bad question. If you come in as a decent person, ask me a question like a little boy or girl to your daddy, which I am an intellectual, your daddy. Or you come in and you ask your team with respect instead of at home and say, who the hell do you think you are, Deagle? Blah, 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 blah. Just let your co-host speak. Stop pontificating. You think you know everything? Guess what? Shut up and listen. Because I'm here to save, like a firefighter from heaven, to save your sorry physical carcass, your nation, and your soul. Now, yep. Believe it or not, I find more and more important women are often more honest than men. Therefore, I say they have larger intellectual cojones than men. Isn't that funny? People say, what do you mean? Even my wife has got bigger balls than I have intellectually. She's more likely to tell the truth than you are, sucker. Because you're afraid as a guy, I don't want to be, you know, like, put myself in danger. I don't want to put myself in a position where I can't defend myself. I said, look, we can all be wrong. I can be wrong. But, you know, over the years of asking questions and God taking my life and putting me through literally misery and seeing things firsthand, I can tell you what I know is not open to your damned opinion, because most of it's personal experience. Working with Reserve Admiral Hughes on Operation Top Off in Dark Winter, being the next examination for the Alpha Primera building, walking through the matrix at Schriever Air Force Base in the spirit 9 months later in the physical flesh. These aren't open to your damned opinion. You might want to be all aggravated, like, who do you think you are, Deagle? Guess what? I'm not only a person, I'm a phenomena, and I'm not a perfect person, I'm a screw-up. Like, everybody's a screw-up. Oh, you got this and that defect. I said, do you find a person that doesn't have defects? They probably aren't a human, right?
That's right.
I'm a human. I'm your brother. I'm a screw-up. But guess what? I'm trying to serve God. And you know what? There's people that are mass murderers going to go to heaven, and people that you think are nice because they do good and evil, they're not going to the good place. Now, you might find and say, that's why I play this song here to make people think, well, I want to see them be brave. Just be brave. Just ask better questions. Don't have to think you have the answer. And then whatever part you were listening, you listen to the show or check the documents and you get, pray on it, and your ear and thumb sounds like the breastplate of the high priest is going to tell you yes or no. And then after you get yes or no, do something about it. Firstly, legally, prep yourself up, get into the big city, start getting ready for the collapse of the economy. Now, I believe, and this is my gut feeling, I don't have a total confirmation yet, that the tribulation is going to start this fall, probably on Tabernacles. And we're going to be given grace, because I have a gut feeling, although he's really aggravated me lately, that Donald Trump is going to get at us, become his Samuel Council. And this man is a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, is a pre-Christian, which means His sorry ass needs to be baptized in the blood and the waters of truth. It's more important to be in the waters of truth than just the waters of the Jordan River, right? The waters of truth wash away our self-importance and our ego. Because the great enemy of God is your own ego. Doesn't matter how smart or stupid you are, your ego will think you know better than what you should be doing, which is what Eve did back in Genesis 3. Hey, the serpent told me, Adam, I can decide what is good and evil now. I can take from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's what sin is.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily all look, taste, and smell bad. In fact, most of it looks pretty damn good, including even the structure of our government, which is the executive, legislative, and legal branch. This is Luciferic. It is not Christian. People don't understand. Every legal system, every religion on earth has been infiltrated by Luciferic oppositional reality. That's why we look at Nancy Pelosi on her side, or Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump's a better man. He's much more, he's a good con artist and so on. He's a decent person, too.
Okay.
But being a decent doesn't mean you're going to do God's will, because you start force vaccinating people, or even vaccinate just a portion, let's say 10 million Americans, you cause a massive super plague. And then you have to declare martial law because the economy is collapsing. And then you got really bad stuff happening. You have to use international nuclear weapons and so on against your enemies, and cyber weapons and remote robotic drones. Let me tell you, the pathway to hell is meant by good intentions, isn't it? People say, oh no, these people are decent. I say, look, I can guarantee you that when Satan starts to disobey God, he probably had the best intentions in the universe.
Yes.
He wasn't trying to be a bad, cherubim. He was trying to actually structure the universe because he's going to do good and evil.
Right.
So,
now getting back to President Trump, it seems like he does want to really get America back to work. But you have like Cuomo and...
Well, I can give him a solution. When we come back, I'll talk about it. If you want to talk about it on the break, we can do that too. All right?
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit...
And you watched our video radio, you're watching Facebook, Twitch, Periscope, and YouTube, you got to see some of the stuff in a little few more seconds of how to be brave on that. And I, you know, I haven't, it's been years since I've had somebody ask a really pointed question on air. Now, they do ask a lot of people when they go to my YouTube channel. I try to answer day and night. I'm up every couple hours. I sleep for 2 or 3 hours, get up, answer people's questions on YouTube, or when they email me and say, "My God, Deagle, do you ever sleep?" Yeah, I do. But I said, you know, if I don't take tons of sleep medications, I literally only need 3 hours a night. And I want to get more because I want to stay healthy. And I got to stay healthy for what I got to do here, because believe me, what I do is incredibly stressful. Like, people, they don't understand the burden that I carry, knowing what I know and where everything's going. And I've had persecution from everybody, from local people to people that I know personally, to colleagues that think that, you know, how do you think you know these things, Deagle? Even if I show evidence, logic, and articles, it doesn't matter. You can shove enough articles down their throat and or in front of their eyeballs, and they'll say, "You're still a liar." I'm thinking, my God, what makes people think like that when they can read the documents themselves?
Yeah,
it's bizarre. I mean, it drives me crazy because, you see, my days, weeks, months, and years are limited on this planet, and I grieve for my family, my friends, my colleagues, my fellow human beings on Earth, because they are what I call viciously ignorant. They growl at me, figuring I'll eventually shut up, you know? Unfortunately, I was not born with a shut-up gene.
Yeah.
And my first word as a baby wasn't "mommy" or "daddy," it was the word "no." I knew adults were BSing me even when I was a year old. No. Now, you have to understand, if you don't have that kind of sense in you, you have to build it. Now, listening to this program will help build that sense. The sense of seeking the truth despite your previous a priori assumptions, or showing respect to people that don't deserve respect, which your pastor tell you're going to be a rapture and you're going to be taken away because it's really bad right now. Or knuckleheads like believing entirely, just totally on one side or the other. Like, for example, when Donald Trump does something good, I reward him. He put $19 billion in the food industry, but it's not going to fix it if at some point he's still temporizing on the idea of forced vaccinating the population. He's talked about already half a billion injector kits with chips in it. He announced last week 100,000, and these aren't just to help seniors get their vaccine. This is forced vaccination at gunpoint.
Yeah.
Now, his own, there's 400,000 signatures as of last Thursday that already said, "No, hell, we're your supporters, Donald Trump. We're not going to do it." He's going to have an armed insurrection if he tries. There's no way Donald Trump, if he's trying to actually give any kind of interactable vaccine, is going to get reelected. The only way he'll be in power is if he declares a delayed election and martial law. Period. And sock puppet Biden in his basement will get elected with Stacey Abrams or Half Whitmore from Michigan as the vice president. He'll be the real president because the man is pre-dementia. I mean, he can't give, you know, that crazy statement about a liar, like a, you know, something about a pony soldier, you know? "You're a lying, two-faced pony soldier." I mean, thinking, what the hell? Did this come out of the Civil War? Where the hell did the statement come from?
Yeah.
I mean, dang it, you know, honest to gosh. I mean, this could be funny, but it wasn't so horrifying. And when you're as old as I am, you know, you're not concerned about your ownness. So I'm afraid about my children and grandchildren. I'm concerned about my world. I'm concerned about God not only seeing the destruction of people physically dying, horrifying deaths, but also eternal separation from the Creator and destruction of nations. If there is an America in two or three centuries, it's only because it repents. Right now, the churches are still succumbing to the federal government and these laws. Some states are fighting them with legal things. What I'm seeing so far is an obscenity. There should be no such thing as a shutdown if people take the right supplements. Now, if you don't take the right supplements, you better have a mask and visor on, because if you get the virus, which is airborne AIDS, it might just sterilize you, but or it might put you into respiratory or renal failure. 23.5% of the people arriving in New York were in renal failure. Or if you're a child, it might give you a kind of a vasculitis disorder, which is going to kill your kid. Or cause a stroke if you're in your 30s. There's lots of cases of people that died of stroke out of the hospital, didn't rise to respiratory failure on a ventilator. They were even discharged from the hospital after they thought they were better after a few days of having infection in the hospital. And then they went home and had a stroke in their 30s. People, oh no, that can't happen. Think you're an idiot. And there's no cure except the Darwin effect, which is you're going to die, sucker. And people say, well, that's pretty insulting. I said, well, you got to stop being that stupid. It's dangerous for not only yourself and everybody else. See, stupidity is what I call like a lethal, like a radioactive isotope. It doesn't just kill you. It kills anybody around you.
Yes, it does.
And that's the problem is, you see, people watch the snooze, I call it, but it's not the news. It puts your brain to sleep and lowers your IQ. And they think, well, what's the eagle trying to do? I'm trying to wake you up. I'm trying to give you shockucation. That's why I argued with Greg Ford, who he won't be back on until he gives me the number for NPR, because he said, well, they know about you, Deagle. I said, you know what, Greg, I've talked to you since. You'll be back on my show when you give me the number for NPR and these other characters that think they know better and why you want to sell books. Yeah. I'm not interested in selling books. I'm interested in selling salvation. How's that? I want people to physically survive this friggin' virus, and I want their nations to survive and their souls to survive.
Yeah, I could correct.
Anything less is not enough. How's that?
That's right. But in the meantime, we've got to start doing something at the state level. Gavin Newsom.
Well, the solution is not political. You're just complaining to your politicians, useless. Get my course, How to Win in Court. $250. 10 people can buy $25 segments of it. File a pro se litigation action. Seize their physical property. Overturn their judgments because the legislature, if they even have done it, it violates science and common sense and decency. This guy there in Los Angeles mayor, wants to keep lockdown to the end of July, another 2.5 months. There will not be a Los Angeles, the second largest city, in 2.5 months. There will not be a California economy then. Who's going to print the money? Oh, when they print it, they're taking it out of your back pockets, so you're stealing your pensions, your property value of your home, and they're diluting the money supply because they're not printing out of thin air. They're printing out of all the value that is still left in the economy that's already collapsed.
Yes.
And see, people don't realize the next group of people who are going to lose everything are seniors and people with their pension funds. Everybody else is hanging by a fingernail and going to places to get food now because 60% of the American population can't afford groceries.
Yes.
I can fix it tomorrow. I want debt forgiveness. I want a system where we top up people's wages, not communism, but everybody got to work, and we'll top it up to have a decent living wage in whatever town or city or place you're living in, and we need to have some kind of control so prices and homes and rental is not insane, but you got to let people earn a decent profit, but you don't want it to be insane, and you want to make sure that people can afford to live and eat properly, have a warm house, and do basic stuff like go to the movie, go to a theme park someday, do basic stuff, you know?
Yeah, but
and you know what? I don't think it's you know, the money is in a velocity of exchange. We don't treat it that way. We treat it like, hey, the best marker is if the stock market's doing well. That's the level of corruption of society. It's not a measure of the economy. The measure of the economy is, are all of your people going bankrupt or not, even with health care, 82% of health care, because of health care? They go to a doctor, and the doctor says, well, I got to treat your cancer. It's going to take your home. That you can't give your kids or your farm. And, but we'll save you an extra 6 months if you take all this crap.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, that's not the way it is. I say, well, you know what? You're an idiot, and there's no freaking cure, unfortunately.
Yeah. By the way, have you heard what the president of Tesla did recently? He stood up to the politicians here in California.
Yeah, you're talking about Elon Musk, right?
Yeah, right. And as a result, his employees are going back to work and making cars and helping the economy. Now, California, a few months ago, had the highest economy of any state in the nation.
We had the seventh largest economy on the planet. We are like a nation, California. Yeah. Seventh largest economy on the entire planet. Not in the United States, just California alone.
That's right. And for Newsom to close down the economy of California, it's catastrophic.
Did you say nuisance or Newsom?
Well, Newsom.
Governor Nuisance?
Nuisance, yeah.
He's a nuisance, yeah.
Nonsense, nuisance, yeah.
And these are sad sack. These are people so inadequate, they only feel alive if they've got their fingers around somebody else's throat. How's that?
Yes.
I mean, they only feel alive if they got a dagger in your heart. Like, I feel alive now, you're bleeding to death, aren't you? Oh, I feel alive when you're dying.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that's how bad these people are. Like, half Whitmore, Michigan, if I control you, I'm now finally alive.
Okay.
Like I call it like a political vampire. How's that?
Or
vampirus.
Look forward to being back with you on Friday at the same time.
Yeah, back on Friday, third hour. Coming up tomorrow, we've got some amazing people lined up. Jonathan Gray is back from New Zealand on hour number three. You don't want to miss it. And be brave, people. Email me your questions. We'll call in air alive. And you women, by the way, have bigger intellectual cojones than your men out there. 877-317-6432. Guys, be brave. Don't be so shy. I won't bite, and if I do, I have my radio distemper shot. You'll be okay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.